Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Tonight we're going to open with the Roy Orbison song. Due to the fact that there's a lot of broken hearts rolling around New York City and California, we have the Kaiser has a baby, and then we have Lucky Pierre at the Sofitel Hotel, who is now in a jail cell with no maid service. So we figured we'll play Love Hurts as our opening tune. Kaiser Schreiber, is that your baby? That's not my baby. This is not my baby. This baby don't even look like me. Where's the helmet with the spike on top? But the worst one, I gotta give Arnold a little a little bit of a manly appreciation. The kid is 10 years old, and Arnold has been paying his dues, which is more than Bill Clinton ever did. And don't ever try and tell me that the farmer who fertilized the White House didn't have had crop failure. For all of the shenanigans that guy pulled on, you know there were women that went to Planned Parenthood that he sent with his business card. Yeah, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I won't buy it. I won't buy it. Just like I won't buy the fact that Arnold never smoked a joint. But anyway, Arnold was man enough to pony up the money and pay for the kid. And that's more than most guys will do today. Most guys won't even drive you to the abortion clinic. They just give you cab fare. You know what I'm talking about, girls. Girls, what are you doing to yourselves? You have lowered the rung. You have lowered the bar. And now you're a target for every dirty sleazebag in the world. Anyway, a savage is accusing the maid. I got to tell you something. I don't think Savage appreciates a good woman. Now, that maid, what is she making? $400 a week? $500 a week? Huh? She's 32 years old. She lives in the Bronx. According to Savage, she lives in a house for people that have AIDS. Okay? And I think she's from Guyana, and she's a Muslim, and she wears a hijab. Now, let's face it. If you're an American man and you see a girl wearing a hijab, you're not going to offer her $20. You know what I mean? You're not going to accost her. Only a dirty, filthy Frenchman would do that. Yeah, what's that? Scaramouche. Yeah, D'Artagnan, with no darts. I feel sorry for that girl. I don't care what her circumstances were. I don't care if she was crooked. I don't care if she stole. The girl is a victim. She's not a liberal victim. She's a real victim. And why is she a victim? Because she needs the job. And that bastard knew that she needs the job. And he figured she would have to keep her mouth shut, just like they do in Kuwait when they rape the Filipino maids. And the Filipino girls go to the Philippine embassy, and this embassy tells them, either go home or suck it up and live with it. How's that? So, I'm for the maid. I don't care if she's got AIDS. I don't care. I'm for the maid. That woman was there on the job because she needed a job, and that bastard figured she was totally helpless and couldn't do anything about it. And I hope he gets with Fat Freddy at the Rikers. Yeah, Fat Freddy, who's looking for a French girl. Yeah, and he's on suicide watch. Yeah, yeah, big deal. Suicide watch. Yeah, he probably has a $20,000 suicide watch. $3,000 a day in a hotel, and a girl's making $500 a week, and this guy is pulling rank on her. Give me a break. And for Savage to say that he called her a hag without even knowing what she looked like, Savage is way off base, and that's why he's sleeping with a dog. Yeah, there's no candy coming out of his pinata. Yeah, unbelievable, man. But anyway, say a prayer for that girl, and that she gets God's justice. And whatever her situation, may her days for tomorrow be better. As for the Frenchmen, they're always running around surrendering to someone or somebody. He's a disgrace. And they knew he was a disgrace. They never should have sent him here. Come, take a dump on New York. Everybody's coming to take a dump on New York. And speaking of New York, you know, there's an old American saying that we got to start learning all over again. You know what that saying is? Charity begins at home. Let's take care of ourselves first and stop giving billions of dollars to Pakistan to build plutonium centrifuges. Three of them, paid for by Uncle Sucker. One day, you know what? We're all going to be we're going to be T-boys for the Conqueror if they let us live. And I hear tonight, Savage says tonight, that Obama's invited the Chinese to go to a top secret military base to see how successful we are in cyber warfare. Isn't that great? A bastard never served this country, whatever country he belongs to. But he's going to expend the lives of American men to accommodate the New World Order, the New World Socialist Order. And somebody accused Soros of being a Nazi collaborator. Oh, man. If that's true, I hope he gets tried in a Russian court. You know, when they give you the death sentence, they just take you into a shower. Hang in there, boys and girls. Where they take you and stand in the shower and stand you over the drain, and a guy comes in and puts a bullet in the back of your head. And that's it. Case closed. Justice served. Generation ago, men used to sing a song called Daisy, Daisy, Give Me Your Answer, Do. I'm half crazy over the likes of you. We won't have a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. Now, today, Daisy has to sign a prenup agreement. There are three lawyers involved. She has to make an inventory list of what she's bringing to the wedding. They have to run around town and either get married in Las Vegas by Elvis, or they get married with the church that has the nicest steps. We're in trouble, my friends. We're all in trouble. We're all up the fat lady's burqa. Now, just to give you an example of what life used to be like in these great United States, dope-free. You can't believe that because you were born into dope. There used to be generations that were dope-free. And you can't believe that, but it's the truth. Take it from a guy who grew up in a high-crime area with no gates and no burglar alarms. And you know what the high crime was? Stealing an apple. An old Social Security card somebody sent me. And it's marked not for identification. Franklin Roosevelt, a Democrat, introduced the Social Security FICA, F-I-C-A program. He promised, one, that participation in the program would be completely voluntary. It's no longer voluntary. One freedom lost. Two, that the participants would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual incomes into the program. Now it's a 7.65 of the first 90,000. Another freedom loss. That the program the participants elected to put into the money that the participants elected to put into the program would be deductible from their income tax for tax purposes each year. No longer tax deductible. Another freedom loss. that the money the participants put into the independent trust fund, rather than into the general operating fund, this money was secure and would only be used to fund the Social Security retirement program and no other government program. Another freedom lost. Under Johnson, the money was moved to the general fund and spent. And that's the president that told us we're going to have guns and butter. And yeah, we got guns and butter, all right. Bloody butter. Vietnam generation is the generation that got screwed the most. Not the ones that stayed here and smoked weed and dropped acid and blocked the thruway at Woodcrap, where Hillary Clinton wanted $1 million for a monument when she was a senator. How's that? She probably goes to the wall down in Washington and spits on it. Yeah. Old Hillary. Bleeding Hillary. Under Johnson, the money was moved to the general fund and spent. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die in the battlefield. There's no reason for us to be in Libya. You know why we're in Libya? We're being set up. We're being set up because he wants the troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. So he's now made it a threesome so that everybody that's fed up with this Libya move will say, bring them all home. And that's part of the communist plan. And not only that, they're giving cover to Syria. Syria, who killed 4,500 Americans with IEDs. Syria, who wounded 100,000 Americans every time you see a GI in a race and he's got one of those bolero-looking legs. You know, he's got one of those prostheses and he's running as fast as he can. That leg was lost because of Syrian IEDs. And the Democrats are in bed with the Syrians. Nancy Pelosi has been there. Ben Nelson has been there. Jimmy Carter has been there. Dennis Kucinich has been there. It was the first trip Nancy Pelosi made as Speaker of the House, or Sneaker of the House. And she asked Bashar al-Assad to close the palace windows because the screams of the American GIs and the Iraqi people who were being blown to bits was getting on her nerves. And we put up with it. We'll take anything. You can do anything to us. We're put down Americans. That the annuity payments to the retirees would never be taxed as income. Under Clinton and Gore, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. You know the story on the Elk Hills Petroleum? Naval Reserves? Teddy Roosevelt created it so that the U.S. Navy would always have oil. Clinton and Gore sold them off to Gore's friends. Occidental Petroleum. And they just had hearings and they brought five big oil companies to task. But guess who wasn't there? Occidental Petroleum. Under Clinton and Gore, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. I'd get rid of that tomorrow. Since many of us have paid into FICA for years and are now receiving a Social Security check every month, and then finding that we're getting taxed on 85% of the money we paid to the federal government to put away, you may be interested in the following. Which political party took Social Security from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress could waste it? Lyndon Johnson. Which political party eliminated the income tax deduction for Social Security? The Democratic Party. Which political party started taxing Social Security annuities? The Democratic Party, with Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as president of the Senate while he was president of the U.S. And who made more money in office than Al Gore? Bill Clinton. His tax returns are, say, $167 million. That's on the books. That doesn't count what's in the counting room. Which political party decided to start giving annuity payments to immigrants? That's right, Jimmy Carter and the Democratic Party. Immigrants moved into this country and at age 65 began to receive Social Security payments. The Democratic Party gave these payments to them even though they never paid a dime into it. Buying votes. And that's what this guy is doing. He's buying votes. More food stamps, more welfare, more student unpaid loans, buying votes. More Pell Grants, buying votes. Jimmy Carter and the Democrat Party. Okay. Then after violating the original contract, the Democrats turn around and tell you that the Republicans want to take your Social Security away. And the worst part about it is uninformed citizens believe it. If enough people receive this, maybe a seed of awareness will be planted, and maybe changes will evolve. It's worth a try. How many people are you going to tell? Actions speak louder than bumper stickers, that's for sure. And there's two subjects that were not being taught in schools today: history and geography. You ask any kid where Timbuktu is, he can't tell you. Unbelievable. And you know, American history is not being taught. International history is being taught. When a professor shows up in a classroom wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt and a Mao hat, you know what the subject of the day is, comrade. And my question to the youth of the nation today is, how do you know you're not brainwashed? You don't know, because you were born brainwashed. You were led into it. You've been pablumatized. You've been breastfed on Trotsky and Marx. We have a terrible problem on our border. You have no idea. I have no idea. You have no idea the suffering that people are going through because Junior needs weed. You have no idea that 40,000 Mexicans have died to keep Junior high. We are the ones who are killing the Mexicans. And these Mexicans that are coming across the border, if you think they're coming across now, you haven't seen anything. There's going to be 11 million come over in one day. You have no idea what's coming. And those borders are wide open. They are wide open. And I don't blame the Mexicans. I blame the Americans, and I blame the House and the Senate. And while you're at it, fire them all, both sides. There's nobody that's any good. And they play divide and conquer. They turn Puerto Ricans against Cubans. They turn blacks against white. And it's only to their advantage. They want to keep everybody divided and messed up. Yet if you watch the dead that are coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq and you read the roster, you will find many Mexicans in there. As a matter of fact, I think I did a little survey once, and I think I came up with 14 guys named Rodriguez that have died in this war. There's a lot of other guys dying, but, you know, we got the Marines. There are a lot of Latinos in the Marines. And a good, hard-working Latino family is welcome here. And for the communists who say that we're all descendants of immigrants, they're leaving out the one word that is most important: legal immigrants. We are descendants. We are all descendants of legal immigrants. And that's what we got to do. We got to make it legal for these people to come. And giving them amnesty is not making it legal. If you want to give amnesty to somebody, give it to the unborn that you're killing, 1,200,000 a year. Give them amnesty. They're Americans to begin with.
Ahora Manuelito, cántale a esos ojitos bonitos.
Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera
the communists play us. They play us all off, one against the other. If you're a black Republican, you're an Uncle Tom. You can't be an American anymore. That's what we all are. We're all Americans. We're Americans first. Black is a color. American is a spirit. It's a nationality. But the divide and conquer people, the success of a communist takeover of a government is first you have to divide the people and get them fighting among themselves. And that's what they do. They divide us by class. They turn brother against sister. They'll bring up reparations for slavery. How about the 1,000 horses that died at Gettysburg? Who's going to pay me for that? How about the 565,000 white boys who died at Gettysburg? Who's going to pay us for that? When you start talking reparations, that's a ruse. That's a divide and conquer tactic. They're buying your vote. They're buying your soul. We should all be working together. One nation under God, not under house arrest. Tactics of crooked politicians is they will create something out of nothing, an incident. They'll create something out of nothing, and then they will solve it when it wasn't necessary to even deal with it. And that's a tactic that they do. And they'll get ahead of the curve. They'll see a decision that's coming that they know is going a certain way, and then they'll run down the block and say, I was here first. I did it. They're no good. They're no good. They want a divided country. They want problems. They make problems. They're not problem solvers. Not at all. These taxes are all going up. They're going to pay lip service to a budget cut. But I guarantee you, you'll be paying more taxes tomorrow than you were paying today. Just look at property taxes. The properties in this country have taken a terrible hit. They're still being hit. And nobody is trying to help the little guy. The little guy is getting the shaft of Rudy. And the sad part about it is when you're a little guy, you think you're alone and you think you're the only guy that's in that boat. It's not true. Everybody is in the same boat. So as property taxes went down, did your governor call you up and tell you that he was going to cut your real estate taxes because your house isn't worth what it used to be? Did Mayor Bloomingdale, the Jihad Victory Mosque builder, did he call you up and say that the last 20% tax hike that he put on everybody's real estate taxes, he's going to take it off? No. Once the government takes it, they do not give it back. The Verrazano Narrows Bridge was built in the 70s. The people of Staten Island were told, and the people in the area in Brooklyn were told, that once the bridge is paid for, it would be free because it's a intercity bridge, and no intercity bridge has tolls on it. In 1972, the bridge was paid for, and the toll was 75 cents. Paid for, finished, paid off. And now, the toll's 13 bucks, with no end in sight. You think about that. When they get it and take it, they never give it back. So the rule of thumb is, charity begins at home. And don't give it to them in the first place, and you won't have to worry about getting it back, because once they take it, you're never getting it back. And they got hidden taxes coming. You have no idea. These people, they stay up at night dreaming of different ways to screw the people. That's what they do. I mean, you got New York City agents going to New Jersey malls writing down the license plate numbers of anybody from New York and sending letters to them saying, we know you were at the mall on Sunday, and be sure you pay your sales tax. Yeah. What a black market they're going to create. Unbelievable. As for the Mexicans, which seems to be the big immigration problem, the Mexicans plus all the Al-Qaeda that's coming in on the southern border, they're coming in through the drug routes. Nobody's going to stop them. They're paid for all the way up the line. Yep, they'll be bringing in cocaine this week and anthrax next week. This jihad is not over. We've got 40 years to go on it. You're looking at your children, they will be serving in the military. And the thinner we get stretched, the more we're going to be looking at the children. So, Mom, you better vote the right person in because your son's life depends on it. And don't vote for the peacenik. Vote for the guy that believes that a strong military is the best defense. The peacenik will give your son away. Your son is expendable because he's going to negotiate for everybody else but your kid. As for the Mexicans, we can't get rid of them. Who's going to run the Greek restaurants and the Italian restaurants? And pretty soon the Chinese restaurants. Yeah. We gotta solve this problem and stop mucking about. Radioshow.com, and the other is captainsblog.us. I used to have just spiritofamericaparty.com, and I wanted to plug my radio show, so I created another website, and I let the spiritofamericaparty.com die. And at the time, it was the highest hit of the two sites I had, Captain's Blog and SpiritofAmericaParty.com. And Captain's Blog was a close second. Now Captain's Blog is number one, and Spirit of America Party radio show is not doing good at all. So I'm talking with the people at Earthlink today, because the other one I was over on my bandwidth, and they have a little catch 22 where they can charge you extra money, 2 cents a 2 cents or something. I don't know the megabytes and the gigahertz, and so I said, you know, what do you think happened that this site? I thought this site would do good. And the guy says, the name is too long. So I've decided that I'm going to, I just bought a domain name. I got a couple of domain names that I'm saving for a rainy day. One of them is Media Crap Matters. Another one is moveaway.com. Then I have Presidential Election 2012. or presidentialelection.usa, and I have one that I'm saving for Sarah Palin if she needs it. Sarah 2012. You know, when websites, when domain names first came out, boy, guys, I never realized it. And I was in on the ground floor, and I had a good coach. I had a neighbor who was really into the internet. And you could have got website domain names like Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. They weren't even looking at that time. You could have sucked up and sold them for thousands, tens of thousands of dollars later on. And I'm sure somebody did and scored big. He's probably sitting somewhere in Paradise Island right now. But this guy said he took me through the mechanics of what features are available when you have a website with Earthlink. And he took me to a map. And the map shows you where all the hits are coming from. And on Captain's blog, .us, the hits were coming from the U.S. and they were coming from Germany. And a couple from China. When I went to a Spirit of America party, most of the hits were coming from China. And I said, why is that? And I have some music on there. And maybe they like the music and they're downloading the music. Or maybe they like the politics. Maybe they're thinking of a revolution. But I was surprised to see so many Chinese pin marks on the map. So hang in there and I'll give you the rest of Malagueña Salerosa. A very beautiful song. It's one to soften up a lady, especially if you're buying a giraffe of wine.
Yo no te ofrezco riqueza, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón a cambio de mi pobreza.
Anti-communist got the Congress to enter into the record the 45 goals of the Communist Party at that time. They were only goals. Today, they are a reality. How can you miss what you never had? If you don't know what freedoms you've lost, how are you going to miss them? So I'm giving you 12 through 38 of the communist goals that were reached in the United States, but were only goals in the 60s. Number 12, and I won't read the numbers, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. And you could add the Democrats to that. I call them Democamos today. That's who they are. 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. Do you know that during the 911 hearings, the words, so help you God, were dropped from the swearing-in process? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? 14, continuing giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Yeah, and there's a fighter jet that's sitting in China right now that looks a lot like the one we had. And you can add China to Russia. And not only do they now have access to the U.S. Patent Office, but Obama gave the Russians the serial numbers of all the nukes that the British government had on their, the British Navy had on their submarines. He gave it as a gift. Isn't he wonderful? He's a generous guy, isn't he? Where do you think he's going to hide when the fit hits the shan? Is he going to be in a bunker like Hitler? Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. They already got the Democamos. And there's an element in the Republican Party, too, that the roots are for the Democamos. But they can't show their true colors. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Tonight they announced that the pedophile priests in the Catholic Church, the pedophilia that's taking place in the Catholic Church has nothing to do with homosexuality. It's a completely separate issue. Yeah. And that's how they get you, man. They get your mind. You better reach up behind your left ear, see if you got a drain plug. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current Democamo propaganda. Soften the curriculum and get control of teachers' associations and put the party line in textbooks. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Right now, there's none under communist attack. Right now, it's the Americans who are under attack. 20, infiltrate the press. You can see that. Get control of the book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. 21, get control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. That's all gone. That's all history. Goal accomplished. 22, continuing discrediting American culture. Wouldn't you like to know how George Soros made his first buck? Wouldn't you like to know how he sprung up a rich man? That might be very interesting. Surely he had a source of funds. 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms, and build a jihad victory mosque in New York under the tutelage of the Imam Mohammed de Bloomingdale. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. And that's what we have. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. You notice the injection of homosexuality in many of the shows now. The one that comes to mind is the Game of Thrones. Last night a guy was shaving another guy, and then he performed oral sex on him. Did you see that one? Yeah, a very good show. You know, a good theme, treachery and double crossing and medieval people. But they, you see, it's part of the indoctrination. You have to learn to live with homosexuality. It should be in your family. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them a censorship and the violation of free speech and free press. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And here's the one I just told you about. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. I'll take a religious crutch. You can give me all the religious crutches. I'll take them all. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Hang in there. 29. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Charity begins at home, and so does the spirit of America. 30. Discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Nothing could be further from the truth, and the best example is the first president of the United States. You want to compare him to the one we got now? Or the one that we had before? Or the one we had before that? Or the one we had before that? Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. 32. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. 33. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist/demo-camo apparatus. 34. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. That's done. 35. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. If you can't do that, put incompetence in charge. 36. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. 37. Infiltrate and gain control of big business like GE. 38. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Isn't that pretty much what we got going on today? We're being taken down every day. Every day you go out and you struggle to pay more taxes. And when you come home at night, you come home to a country that's been chipped away at all day. And you turn on your TV and you're in a rage. It's time to take our country back. No more terms for termite. One term of office, $1 for a campaign contribution is the most anybody can make. Enough with this nonsense. You need $1 billion to be president. Here's a song for a rainy day.
Let me your Cadillac. Gotta go to the party, yeah. putting America on a war footing that we don't realize is happening. He is setting up many battlefields in many different places. One of the first moves he made as president was he pulled the rug out under from under Czechoslovakia, Poland, the Ukraine, and one other country. I can't remember which one right now. Killing a Star Wars to protect those nations from the Soviet Union. And have you noticed that the Soviet Union is real quiet? It has been very quiet since this guy has come into office. Too quiet. You know that old Western movie situation just before the arrow gets into the guy's chest? Now he's stirred up the Middle East, and he's stirred up the wrong people. This Syria thing I don't like. I don't like the fact that the Democrats are playing Syria like they play Havana, Cuba. They're protecting Syria when Syria, the Syrian people should be given every opportunity to overthrow that government. And the same with the Iranian people, the Iranian kids. That's where the cell phone dungaree revolution is chomping at the bit. They should be given a shot. You can see what's happening to Coptic Christians in Egypt. They're being murdered. So you know that Al-Qaeda is now stronger in Egypt than ever before, or the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the mother of Al-Qaeda. And you know, it's really ironic, you know, when they play this jihad and religion combination, that the Coptic Christians, when Islam came into Egypt, supported the Prophet Mohammed because they were nationalists first, and they felt that the Pope in Rome was he was not Egyptian, and they supported the Prophet Mohammed in his quest for conquest. They did not oppose him. And so as a benefit, the Prophet Mohammed said, hands off the Coptic Christians. But you see today, they are now being sacrificed also. So that is sad. Syria is a problem. Syria should be taken down. Iran is a problem. Iran should be taken down. And we don't have to send military troops to do it. We just got to help the people. This Libya thing is a sideshow. It's a diversion. It's to take your eyes off the real prize. Now he is sacrificing Israel. And I said it, at least 2 years ago, that Israel is going to get the Taiwan treatment. When China wants a Taiwan, Obama will give it to them. And when the Islamic world wants Israel, Obama will give it to them. And that's what he's doing right now. When I was a kid, I went to the movies, and they used to have newsreels. And one of the newsreels that still sticks in my mind today was the first war against Israel, when Israel declared itself a state, and Warner Pathy News was showing the fighting that was going on in Israel. And the one image, the one photo that stays in my mind was there were Jordanian troops in Israel, and they were giving little Jewish kids hand grenades to play with and laughing. And the 1967 war, the entire Arab world stood up to wipe out Israel, and Israel taught them a lesson that they're living with today. And as a consequence of doing that, Israel took territory as punishment because they were supposed to be annihilated. But because they weren't annihilated, Israel took compensation to teach the Arabs a lesson, and don't mess with us. And they did it again in the Yom Kippur War, and the Golan Heights went. And this president is a friend of Bashar al-Assad. And his party is definitely in cahoots with the Ba'ath Party of Syria, which, by the way, is the same party that Saddam Hussein ruled with in Iraq. So it's very sad. I got 3 minutes left, and I got to tell you, I think the greatest enemy of Israel are some of the liberal Jewish people in this country, guys like Larry David, who alienated at least 1 million Christians who were pro-Israel by doing his Piss Christ routine. That was absolute sheer suicide. He's another door opener, this guy. Because 1 million people are now turned off on Israel because of that one stunt, one communist stunt that he pulled. He's a great poupon communist. And it'll be the Christians that'll take the hit with Israel. And there's going to be a lot of so-called liberals of Jewish heritage that are going to sacrifice Israel. And they're doing it right now. Nobody wants to. You know, it's like being married to an ugly girl that can't cook. Nobody wants to admit it. But let me close with the tune. And we'll see what we can do for the next time we get together. Here's a little Christian tune.